This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's a beautiful weekend to go ahead and thank those wonderful men and women of our armed forces for giving us a wonderful country to live in. Thank you very much for those of you who are serving our country. For those of you who have passed away, we thank those individuals and those family members still alive. I thank my father, who was a wonderful Marine in the Marine Corps 1st Division, who fought in Korea and quite frankly died as a result, partially because of his injuries in the war.
My father was part of the military police.
Awesome. So yes. Thank him. We're so thankful for those individuals, and that's what we celebrate is their lives and what they've done on this, the 25th of May, 2019, here at Radio Law Talk. Again, we always say our country's not perfect, the court system is not perfect, but it's the best we have, and it's the best in the world. And we appreciate it and thank those individuals. If you want to talk to us, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I'm here with Denise Dirks, my co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. We have a case or no case we're going to have, which is everybody's favorite. Those of you who are just joining us, and we do have a couple of new affiliates, at least as of this week. Case or no case is a fun thing we do. It's like playing along, like those game shows you play in the evening. It's a case that Cal's going to give to us. We're going to determine whether or not it's a case or he's tricking us and what the outcome of the case is. We're also going to talk about, shocker, here we go, Johnny Depp's lawsuits. If it wasn't for Johnny Depp, probably we'd have to close down Radio Law Talk. If it wasn't for Weinstein and Johnny Depp, we would close it down. We wouldn't have anything to talk about. Or Trump. We're going to talk about Trump and California are at odds again. They're fighting each other, and this is interesting what the fight is over. Obviously, it's over the wall. And so Trump says, yeah, I'm going to cut some funding for that junky, overpriced rail. What is it?
The high-speed train to nowhere. Yes.
Yes. Tell us how you feel, Cal.
That's what our Congress
is. It is way over budget, and we're going to discuss that. Some interesting. And then Assange. We got Denise talk about Assange is indicted, and that's a really interesting thing. We're going to talk about the difference between First Amendment and whether or not the
freedom rights of the press,
yeah,
different things.
Yeah, and whether or not he applied, I mean, what he's doing, is he part of the press? He's not traditional press, but how things have changed with the internet and the social media define what press is. Obviously, we are all for the press here at Radio Law Talk because we believe we are similar to the press in that we discuss and bring out topics of importance. But anyway, tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and remember, we are only talking about general topics of law. Do not take everything we say to the local judge and say, according to Denise and Fred and the local Radio Law Talk, this is what they said. Only use it at Christmas time or Hanukkah or Thanksgiving around your in-laws when you want to kind of say, look, I know better than that. This is what Radio Law Talk says. That's about the only time you should use it. Other than that, don't worry about it. You know, you use your local counsel. So call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. And if not, we're going to get going with what's called case or no case because Cal is busy on the phone. But we will have case or no case rolling in here in just a second.
We also have podcasts on www.radiolawtalk.com, and we have podcasts going back several years. So, yes, it's really something to listen to.
By the way, did you know this is our 101st show?
Episode?
Last Saturday was our 100th show.
I did not know that.
That explained all the celebrating. We have a caller on the telephone from Laughlin, Nevada, who very briefly, Larry, if you can give us very briefly
Larry,
what you got going on, go ahead.
Yeah, I got involved with and just trying to understand trust law. In the original trust in Article 6, where at the death of the first spouse, the trust separates into a survivor's portion and exemption portion. And the exemption portion is actually connected to, I guess, Prop 13 and 58, the parent-child extension. But Article 6.2 says there's a 6 month deferment allowment. So,
but quickly,
6 months.
What's your question, Larry?
Divide the trust into two separate trust instruments.
Yeah.
What we're going to do, Larry, we got to take it off the air. But Larry, I'll cut to the chase right now. Number one, we got to be careful giving legal advice, but none of us here, sitting here, practice estate planning law. There is a lawyer that is on our website that does. But I have absolutely, Larry, I'm sorry, I have no idea what the answer is. Denise, you have no idea either.
No, because it's under Nevada law. And when you're talking about
California law.
Yeah, but still even that, we're not estate planning lawyers. And that's why I say I would love to help you, but I can't, Larry. I don't know that area of law, and neither does Denise and Todd.
Okay.
But that's
the point
why
I was trying to make. The separation never occurred.
Yeah, I don't
know. Within the six-month time limit, so I'm going to say there's only one valid trust instrument.
Well,
this involves abduction, and the DA prosecuted my aunt, and she got convicted of 12 felonies, including false imprisonment.
Sounds complicated.
You know what? It sounds like it would have been a really good case or no case.
I know, right?
Because that's a lot of information.
Hey, Larry, thank you for listening to us. I wish I could help you on that. And we want to hear those questions, but it's hard for us sometimes to answer questions because we got to be careful because none of us practice in California. We practice in California, but, you know, in other states it's different. But go, seriously, find local counsel. Call them up. A lot of times they'll give you free legal advice right over the phone just for a few minutes.
They'll give you a consultation.
I canvass just about every litigation or trust litigation lawyer in all of California. I'm telling you this. At one point, I had three lawyers and three accountants because it went into receivership.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'm doing this all pro se.
Wow. Okay? Improper. Improper.
Lawyer. I have a petition in court right now challenging a trust instrument five different ways.
Wow.
So I've decided I've had to do it myself.
But if you're doing it yourself, then look.
Out of the market, and a lot of them simply don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and you really need a good attorney if you're doing it yourself, I would think. So thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Wish we could be of greater help.
And good luck to you.
Good luck to you, buddy.
No kidding.
Thanks, Larry, for listening. Yeah. Hey, Cal, let's roll the case or no case.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's just
get
started.
All right, here we go. Why not? All right, here we go. Let me get this ready. And all right, there we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, here we go.
Hey, how much time do we have?
Not much. We have enough that I think I can get the story out there. There is a resident from New York who just moved to, where'd he go? He moved anyway to a state in the South, and I'll give you this in a second. He just moved there, and he went into a convenience store. And he saw a man purchase an 88-ounce super big gulp that looked like it was in a beach bucket, you know, full of sand.
Wow.
And he immediately called the authorities because he said the man was harming himself. Drinking a big soda. And he called the police and said, there's a guy in the store harming himself right now. He's doing it. So the police come running, prepared for the worst. They were relieved but not amused when the self-harmer was a rather large man sucking down a soda. But instead of the big gulper getting in trouble, the man who just moved from New York to Mississippi, Gulfport, was facing handcuffs. Another one suggested, well, maybe a ticket book would be all right. But the man who just moved from New York was looking for his lawyer's phone number. And I ask you, case or no case?
Well, we got about 30 seconds left. Is that about it, Cal?
About right. Yeah.
Okay, you know, what we're going to do is I'm going to talk to you. First of all, the thing that was interesting,
yeah.
He moves from New York to Mississippi.
Right.
I think you have to take a special class. From New York to Mississippi,
right. On
this is the do's and don'ts of Mississippi. Not that Mississippi's bad, it's just that it's going to be so different.
Different, exactly.
Than New York, where they want to make sure that everybody is okay and not harming themselves, to Mississippi, where it's like, let's just enjoy life a little bit. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about it. Denise and I are going to tell you what we think about this case, or no case. Man moving from New York to Mississippi.
Hey, tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Class of Cultures, coming up on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Case or no case? Let's find out what happens when an individual from New York moves to Mississippi and decides to see an overweight individual drinking a massive, massive thing of soda, approximately an 88-ounce super drink, and calls the police to say this guy's going to harm himself. So,
because you know in New York it's against the law because of all the sugar, and Mayor Bloomberg got this ordinance passed with the city council, and you can't do that. But this guy just moved to Mississippi, and he said, he's harming himself. Yeah.
That is a, can I opine?
I wish you would.
So, case or no case, my answer is, in New York, in Mississippi, if you want to drink an 88-ounce super big gulp or whatever you want to call it, you can do that, and that is not an issue. And the fact that if he's calling the police, and if it's a false phone call, he can be given probably a ticket. But I think this is all kind of generally issues between New York and Mississippi, but it's not a case. It's just a scenario you brought up to make us think, what happens if a New Yorker tries to implement this law in Mississippi? And that's what you're doing, so it's no case.
So you're saying no case. All right, no fair case. Enough. Denise, what say you? Case or no case? If it were a case, what would be the outcome? If it is not, well, there is no outcome. So,
Because we're both at zero, I mean, we don't have much to lose.
Right. It costs zero.
The man was placed in handcuffs, and then he looked for his lawyer's phone number.
Right, exactly. I'm not going to tell you whether he filed the case or not. I like to leave that open. But
The problem with that language is that he just came from New York, so his lawyer would be from New York, so he would probably have to have a New York attorney. And why would he be calling for a New York attorney unless he was on a warrant out of New York or something to that effect?
Uh-huh.
I think all of those are good possibilities. So, because he's not getting arrested for making a false police report. That's not going to be the arrest that he's being made. I think he has an outstanding warrant in New York. He calls his lawyer in New York, and he's going to get extradited to New York, which kind of falls along what we're going to talk about this hour, doesn't it? I say case, and I say he's going to get extradited to New York.
Okay, well, that both are reasonable conclusions. Fred says nothing, whole cloth, phony baloney. Denise says, look, the guy got arrested for something other than making the bad police report.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we get too much farther into this, I just want to share some information with you, and that is that the governor of the great state of Mississippi has signed a bill that is specifically called the Anti-Bloomberg Bill that prohibits restrictions of portion sizes of any type in the state of Mississippi.
That means Fred's right.
You got to take the class, New Yorkers.
Which means those of you who think it was a case, that would be Denise, and you know.
Yeah, Fred figured that one out.
Because Fred got it nailed just like that.
I knew that. I knew something like that. I just can't see a New Yorker moving to Mississippi. Going to Mississippi?
Why?
No. But you're going to get three times the amount of money, and you can get a bigger house. I ain't going to Mississippi. I'm from New York. So,
I have a question.
Sure.
Fred, you've won the spaghetti dinner that
is
the prize for winning case or no case.
And it's a prize, yeah.
Recently. So are you going to share? That's the first question. And my second question is, what are we playing for now?
The answer is, we'll talk about what we're playing for after the break and when people don't listen to us, but the answer is, I might. It depends on my mood that day. So, let's move on. All right?
Why did I share the lemon bars last year?
Exactly.
He'll share. He always does. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
Join us at 855 Law Radio if next time you want to talk about case or no case, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You know what? We really would not have Radio Law Talk without Johnny Depp. Now, those of you who don't know the lawsuit that's going on, or those of you who are following us that are happy to follow us on this case, it is fascinating because this guy is so wealthy. He's at least at one time the number one money producer, apparently, actor in the world. He was at least one or two, but at the top as receiving the most money for his movies and the, what do you call that, little movies when you get it later? What's that called, Cal?
Residuals.
Residuals, that's the word. Residuals for movies. But now it's starting to dip a little bit because he's got some issues coming up. Now, the biggest issue that's happened throughout the last year that we've talked about is Johnny Depp sued his former managers and his lawyers over a number of things. And we're not going to get into all the details of that. He settled out with his managers claiming, okay, you guys took some of my money. He settled with some of his lawyers that said you didn't have a contract. You took fees that you weren't supposed to because you have to, under California law, have a contract, which he won, by the way. And they had to give back some of that money. And his final lawsuits that are going on now is, number one, he's suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, who is kind of the, I'm going to say the Me Too movement. She's like a self-prescribed Me Too movement starter, I guess you want to say. But he's arguing that she defamed him on, I believe it was a television show, or she did some sort of interview, and he's suing her for $40 or $50 million. I can't remember the exact amount. And also the divorce, he settled his divorce with her, paid her $7 million. But now is suing his lawyer. Again, if you don't have a chart, start making your chart, ladies and gentlemen. He is now suing his lawyer for malpractice for telling him to settle with Amber Heard for a certain amount. But then he drops that. Doesn't he end up dropping that one? So I there's so much going on here that I can't see straight. But that's the latest right on him. But the latest is now he is accusing Amber Heard of now painting bruises on herself to make it look like he's hurt her. Now, there's allegations back and forth about what they've done during their marriage and what's happened, but this is the most important thing we all want to mention. We got 30 seconds. They both signed NDAs, Denise. And NDAs,
those are non-disclosure agreements,
right,
about discussing anything about their relationship publicly.
And they're both breaking it. So we're going to talk about that briefly. So hold on and come on back. This is interesting Johnny Depp, Amber Heard stuff.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on the radio.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Vice President Mike Pence delivers the commencement address at West Point.
It is a great honor and deeply humbling for me to be here today at the United States Military Academy with the extraordinary men and women of West Point's 221st graduating class, the class of 2019. You made it.
More than 980 cadets became U.S. Army second lieutenants in the ceremony at West Point's football stadium. President Trump is needling Japan over the U.S.-Japan trade imbalance as he kicks off his state visit there.
As I would say that Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much. But we'll get it a little bit more fair, I think. I think we'll do that.
Trump is also making a pitch to the business leaders to invest more in the U.S., and he says the relationship between the two countries has never been better. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So the Johnny Depp Amber Heard, it was a $50 million defamation lawsuit. I didn't know it was $40 or $50 million that Johnny Depp is going after his former wife, Amber Heard. But the non-disclosure agreements that they both sign, a non-disclosure agreement, those of you who don't understand what those is, most probably do, but is basically, we're not going to talk about what happened during our marriage. And that's smart for Hollywood people or people that are in the entertainment industry, because these two people are high-profile people. They don't want their dirty laundry thrown out there because it hurts their opportunities to work in the industry. So what's going on here is they have decided to basically ignore it, and they are just throwing mud like crazy. So here's some allegations. Denise and I are going to go over a couple of allegations there.
Well, first, let's talk about what caused one of the fights. This is really important.
Okay, all right. This is hilarious. Ready
they got
this?
Married pretty suddenly, and
2015, I believe.
Yes, in 2015, and Depp asked for a postnuptial agreement. Now, what is a postnuptial agreement? It's basically a marital agreement between spouses as to if they get divorced, this is how we're going to divide assets. So he asked for her to sign that, is what he's alleging. And then she went berserk, and she began throwing bottles at him. And she actually caused a bottle to shatter and cut and take off. Is severing his fingertip.
Wow.
That's a pretty serious allegation.
So that's the first thing that caused her to get upset. According to this, these are all allegations back and forth. So this is what he's claiming to cause, okay, you know, this is what caused her to go get upset and start throwing heavy bottles at me, soda cans, burning candles. And then he said, Johnny Depp says, the straw that broke the camel's back when I decided to basically divorce her is on their way. Apparently she had some friends with her, that is Amber Heard, at their place. And they were leaving to Coachella together. By the way, those of you who don't know what Coachella is, it's, I'm going to call it a little interesting concert down in Coachella, Southern California, that is, can get a little bit wild, I'm going to claim, but it's kind of where they're heading out with their friends, and apparently they got in a little fight, and she leaves the penthouse, and he wakes up and finds something that's smelly on his bed next to him that either she or one of her friends left for him. That's all I'm going to say. There was something smelly sitting there. And he's claiming, that is, Johnny Depp's claiming, that his former wife, Miss Heard, admitted to their estate manager that that was just a harmless prank that her and her friends had done to think that was funny. So that's, he said, that's it, I'm going to divorce. But now they're just throwing, slinging things back and forth. And we're going to follow this because this trial is coming up pretty soon. Isn't that right?
You know what? I don't know that I hear of the trial date in this one, but because now we're definitely at the discovery stage, we've got depositions that have been taken, and they have witnesses, and they have a lot of different evidence. I say they're pretty darn close to having a trial date. I know that the other trial that Depp's involved with against his lawyers is coming up soon.
Well, here's the other thing, though, Denise, that you brought up is, what about her sworn confessions that he's claiming about Amber Heard? What was that he's claiming about? Apparently she had sworn confessions of violence?
Yeah, she had actually admitted to some of the violence to different people, including their estate manager, where she said the feces was just a harmless prank. So there's a lot of different witnesses. What I think it's something like...
Well, there's witnesses for a lot of her anger-related things. Johnny's claiming 24 sworn eyewitnesses, 2 police officers, and 87 surveillance and audio tapes that of her own sworn, that's Amber, sworn confessions of violence. Now, these are allegations on both sides. We want to say that. When there's a divorce, and Denise, you've handled divorces, it can get ugly. And not necessarily this isn't a divorce, because that's over with. But now this is a Johnny Depp going after her for $50 million for basically, tarnishing his name.
Right, by giving this interview and then talking about abuse that she suffered. And even though she didn't name him directly, there was no question that everybody understood who she was talking about. And this is part of the reason why she became a part of the Me Too movement as well.
Right, right. That's how it all started. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about another interesting fella. Assange. So this is the individual that, Denise, you followed him a little tighter than all of us. This is WikiLeaks, right?
This is WikiLeaks. And what's interesting is he's already charged with leaking of, hacking and leaking in to get records. He actually assisted Chelsea Manning with getting top secret documents.
That's what they're claiming. That's what they're claiming.
That's what they're claiming.
Right.
But Chelsea Manning's already done time for that crime.
Right.
So he's kind of an aiding and abetting her in that crime. And then, so that was already brought against him. And then, of course, everybody knows that he went and sought refuge at the embassy. Was it Chilean?
No, it's you should ask
Ecuador. No, Salvador.
No, Ecuador. Ecuador.
The Ecuadorian. Yes, yeah. The Ecuadorian embassy in England, and he stayed there for 7 years until he wore up his welcome, so to speak. So when he wore his welcome, the England immediately arrested him and made him serve 50 weeks for violating his arrest, because he was initially arrested by England, and then he went there. And England was then supposed to extradite him to either Switzerland, where he was facing charges of sexual assault,
which they dropped and brought back.
Yes.
You know?
And then United States had also made an extradition request related to the Chelsea Manning incident. So then, what else did they do? This is going to be exciting, guys, because what they did was they brought charges against him now under the Espionage Act. The Espionage Act was enacted in 1917 during World War II, World War I, exactly 17, oh, of course.
Right. Right.
And so the Espionage Act, what does that do? That actually really contains people's abilities to gather information, to give up information. It prohibited obtaining information, recording pictures, or copying descriptions of any information relating to the national defense with intent or reason to believe that the information may be used for the injury of the United States or to the advantage of any foreign nation. Now, this is kind of a new idea, and what does it do? It puts this act, and it does put the how do you say that word?
Sedition.
Sedition, thank you, Act. Also here, directly opposed to rights of freedom of speech, rights of free press.
Free press. The big thing is the free press.
The free press is something, because, of course, Assange is saying, we're operating as a press.
So what's going on is, here's with the change in the way things are now, where we used to just have the standard normal press, the person on in the newspaper, or back in the old days, the radio or television, the normal press has changed. They now have a press that's on Yahoo, has their own press. So does Google. They have, in general have press. Now, what
WikiLeaks.
Is the WikiLeaks? Is that the press? Is that under the First Amendment? And the answer is, the way that it's shifting to everything social media and everything, instant and internet, I think that the Supreme Court's going to probably have to eventually look at this. Now, here's a couple of questions. And 855 Law Radio, if you want to opine on this or talk about this, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Here's the interesting thing that I thought of. It's not just that issue, but the issue is, what about journalists in general? Is he a journalist if he just receives something that he did not go get or help get? And that's the issue, is whether or not WikiLeaks helped kind of basically help Ms. Manning crack the code to get into this, get the information. If they did, I think that's a different story, Denise.
I agree.
But if he didn't, and he just received the information and put it out to the press, I think that's a big, strong First Amendment issue. But then we have another issue, guys. Is he under the First Amendment? Is he a citizen of the United States? No, he's not.
But I don't think the press has to be citizens of the United States, because the free press includes foreign press well, because we protect that type of press under our concept of free press.
Good point.
So
good point.
I don't know that that's going to – certainly it's going to be a question that's going to have to be answered for sure.
Yeah, so right now, here's the stage. Right now they have just – they haven't even got him back here. They're trying to get him back to the United States. Right now he's still sitting in London or in England. They're trying to extradite him back here. That's a fight to whether or not he's going to be extradited back to here. Once they get him here, are they going to win the argument that it is an espionage issue, not a freedom of press issue? This is probably going to go to the Supreme Court, I would think, because everything's changed. Everything's changed.
And I wonder, who's England going to give Assange to first? Is he going to give it to Switzerland, or is he going to give it to the United States? It's very interesting. This is going to be something to watch, and the implications are international and global.
All I got to say is, he got his own Wikipedia page now, so that's what's... Hey, he's made it. We'll be back. We're going to talk more. We're going to talk about California and Trump, or at least the Trump government, butting heads again. There's lawsuits. We'll be right back.
The last segment of Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here, so don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So you know Gavin Newsom and Trump are like best friends. Does everybody know that? They I think they eat dinner together once a week. They get together. And everyone thought that Gerald Brown, at least, well, everyone, let's back up. California is a very liberal state. There's no doubt about that. They vote Democrat every. I don't think they've ever not voted Democrat when it comes to the president. But definitely,
Reagan was the last time.
Yeah. Reagan. Definitely. Let's say the governor of California is more left than most of the people, and Trump and he, I'm sure, don't get along.
Yeah, that's true. But they do have something in common.
Yes.
Do you guys know what the governor of California and Trump have in common?
What?
Governor Newsom's former wife is dating Donald Trump Jr.
Is he really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she's been at his rallies, and he says, this is what the best part of Gavin Newsom is. And then he'll bring her up on the stage.
That's his ex-wife.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, who used to be on Fox. On Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
So, right.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an anecdotal thing that you know about now.
There's another thing.
But here's
Oh, there's
the
another thing?
Well, they don't share it, but they both know Nancy Pelosi well because he is her nephew, correct?
Oh, yeah. That's the nepotism.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway. So.
Another tangled web in California.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Well, in federal or state.
So here's what's happening. California is trying to build this high-speed rail according to Gavin Newsom, to stop the greenhouse effect. But what's going on is a couple things that are facts. And you don't, whether you're right, left, or middle. Number one, the state of California is way over budget with this, as usual, and is building, as Cal says, the train to nowhere. And it's becoming that because that they're not getting it finished. And so what has happened is you go get federal funding, okay? When you get federal funding, you kind of have to lay out what, you know, what it's for. And part of it was for a high-speed rail from San Francisco to Los Angeles. And that, again, I'm paraphrasing. This is a, you know, a 20-hour discussion if you want to get into details that'll bore us to death that we don't want to get into. But the point that that is going on is Gavin Newsom stood up in a press conference and basically said, we've abandoned that, you know, and we just, as quote, has failed to make reasonable progress on that project, is what he says. Or at least what their argument is, the Federal Railroad Administration, which is under the Trump administration. But basically, their argument is, Mr. Newsom, you're not following through, California's not following through with what they're supposed to do, which is put that rail in, which is not going to happen, it sounds like. And therefore, what we're doing is we're pulling your funding. And the funding is just under $1 billion. It's like 900 and something, Denise.
28. I think it's $928 million contract.
Right.
It's between the Federal Railroad Administration and California itself.
Exactly right.
So that's a contract that California was supposed to reach certain achievements by a certain period of time, and then the Federal Railroad Administration would then pay under their $928 million to contract.
And those of you listening from Alabama and Texas, I know you're happy because this is your federal money coming to work to California that I'm sure you're really happy about. But anyway, what's happened here is, don't forget, Gavin Newsom's pounding on Trump about his wall. In fact, brought lawsuits saying you cannot use certain monies from the military or whatever to build the wall. And California has brought that lawsuit against Trump. So their argument is now in this, they're saying, oh, this is just political backlash, is why the Trump administration or the railroad division of the federal government is pulling our funding. Well, I don't know, but the fact is California clearly is not following through what they're supposed to do. But now what's happened again is California has now brought a lawsuit against the Trump administration to say you cannot pull that funding of close to $1 billion. And Denise, you brought up a good point about who's in charge of funding.
Well, my understanding is that Congress approves the funds that went to the Federal Railroad Administration, and it's been earmarked, if you will, for certain projects.
Right.
So the question becomes, can the Federal Railroad Administration, as part of, I guess, the executive branch, stop that? Isn't it purview of Congress to make that ultimate decision? Because they have all funding decisions made.
Right. Congress allocates the money, or says, here's a chunk of money, Transportation Department. Here are the earmarks for it. That's where it needs to go. And then the Transportation Department, if you look at the medical care model under Barack Obama anyway, then the Transportation Department would say, okay, well, thank you. So we have other rail projects we'll put this to rather than high-speed rail. Because there was a big move in Congress to not fund the high-speed rail specifically because of the fact that all it had become was cost overruns and no progress. It really has become a boondoggle because there's just no progress being made there, but the money keeps coming in and getting shoveled in. So the Railroad Administration said, well, we've got a lot of other rail projects we can put this money toward. Let's do that.
Well, but, of course, California, by the way, California's lawsuit is for $1.
Yeah.
$1. So what are they really seeking? They're trying to seek whether or not the Federal Railroad Administration has violated the contract or they're obligated under the contract to complete that contract.
How can they violate a contract if the people they're giving the money to aren't doing the work? Because that really is the situation.
No, and actually, there's a lot. The problem is the cost overruns on the part of California's side.
Exactly.
They've entered into contracts with different entities that have not done progress like they're supposed to do.
And how much is it supposed to cost now?
It's now $77 billion.
With a B, $77
right.
billion dollars to build
estimated.
This railroad.
And realistically, they're thinking by the time inflation, and if these cost overruns continue at the same pace, it'll be over $100 billion.
Oh, I bet.
Anyway, so there you go. The United States, all our listeners out there, you're paying for California's high-speed rail.
Part of the allegations by California involve a political side.
Right.
That political side Fred already talked about, and it's going to be interesting to see how the court handles that political side as well.
Yep.
I'm going to watch this.
Lawsuits are going to fly. Guess who's making money? The lawyers. But another, there's also things about Trump going on. Now, the judge, this is on May the 20th. That's, I think, was, what, Wednesday or Tuesday? A judge in Washington, D.C., a federal court judge. It's a district judge, by the way, means it's going to be appealed to the appellate court and the Supreme Court, has basically told the accounting firm and basically the banks of Trump to turn over his accounting records to the House Oversight Committee. So, interesting thing is, it was, and again, I'm not saying that there's any impropriety, but this is an Obama judge that Obama put in, and basically said, look, in sum, the judge said, look, if you can impeach an individual like Trump, the Congress can also investigate. And so that's a good argument that the judge is making, that, look, if you can impeach him, you can investigate to whether or not to impeach him.
I totally agree with you. And there's a related case now even to this, the subpoenas that were issued to Deutsche Bank and Citibank. The judge has come back on that, and that judge has also come back and said we have to honor the subpoenas, the congressional subpoenas, for those records, and those records have to be produced. Now, this is the interesting backstory to this is that it involves compliance staff and anti-money laundering specialists from the Deutsche Bank. So this is going to be a very interesting kind of a dichotomy, I think.
But as of a few days ago, the Trump administration has appealed. So it's going to go up on appeal. We're just barely touching this. We have no time to get into
this. But who is it going to be that's the appellate judge? Merrick Garland, the one that the Republicans blocked, the Obama judge,
right,
that the Republicans blocked to the Supreme Court.
Isn't that
exciting?
And then after that, it's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to go to the Supreme Court. But this is very interesting stuff that we're going to talk about, but it's starting to fly. Hey, again, without this stuff, Radio Law Talk does not exist. So here we go.
Now it's time for Quick Takes.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give the quick take for Todd Cunin, who had to step out. Todd's quick take is Michael Avenatti is living up to his last name.
Very good. Denise, what's your quick take?
My quick take is, let's talk about missed opportunities. Depp missed the opportunity to check the DNA of the defecation on his bed.
Oh, good point. Could have done that. Fred,
should've.
Do you have a quick take for us?
That's a dirty thing.
Yeah, ew.
Thank you. Those of you who have children playing football, basketball, or football, maybe it's not such a bad thing if they're sitting in front of a video game with the amount of money esports is making now.
No kidding.
Well, thank you for joining us, Denise, myself, Todd, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Remember, Pacific time, we are 9 to noon live. If you are listening to us at any other time, we welcome you, or go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and listen to our podcast. Thank you.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.